I do come necessarily မယ်လူစင်စီရဟုတ်လူဒီဇာယလူစံမြေရက်ရက်ဒီကိုဆက်ပြီးရက်ပြီးဒီရေဒီယိုကိုသတ်ဝက်ပူစီStation that is out in the world could be brought about by the mistake. When we remember the old time, we survive, and there are great knowledge. This is all very well. That is not the 50 years ago.Not today. The seven feet, if you wish, where it is exceedingly dangerous. And they do not know what the result may be. It must sound to the ordinary individual a remarkable thing. Man, a moon, man,Communication with other planets, space travel, all this must seem lovely man in the street, the most wonderful, the most miraculous achievement in the history of that kind. But it is not so. You may think that I am staying impatient.I am creating a fear in the hearts and minds of the people of the earth by making these statements. But I maintain to the scientists, the brilliant minds, for all their knowledge, achieving the knowledge they have given, and they are still instinct as children on the things of which they know not of.And I know this may sound to some of you. You should not be sick. But then do you say that I'm hoping and praying that this landing on the moon may prove to be a disaster to the point of view of not being a success. Because once it happens,Further developments take place, there will be no safety for any human being whatsoever. For the rest of the world is given. Man will not stop with you alone. The nation will not stop the landing man or men on the moon.We will be yours, as it has always been in the past, for the detriment of the human race, to supervise, to watch, really to pass. In other words, I cannot see any nation should we succeed.Using this so-called achievement for the benefit of mankind, for a personal, rather national benefit, maybe, but apart from all this, what disturbs the atmosphere? What things may be brought back to us?Unwittingly, unknowingly, substances, memories, all manner of things which are invisible. Man with his knowledge, scientific, cannot tell, know not how to find out yet, seeing that you achieve the object.I am very much in doubt God and his touch. This is what David. This could possibly be even a silver chain of benefit it could be in human race. After the colossal waste of money, untold millions upon millions, and forgotten. We could endure rightly, justly, honorably, for the benefit of the human race, and the lives involved. Seems to me, man is going too far. Of course, I'm quite well fed in thinking people who may listen to this talk of mine, and they will say, oh, copy that. Man must be bold, man must be fast, man must be skilled. Science must experiment and find, as it is done in the past by the discovery, all these things that are hidden in the atmosphere, all these things which can be beneficial to man. Of course, there have been many studies in the past that have been beneficial to man, never denying that. But we must remember, underlying all this, what is the real look? We have two great nations. Russia and America. The tennis draws poles apart, racing one against the other. For what? The master. Let us not fool ourselves. Let us not be fooled by those in high places. Four times three, those in high places who are fooled by the scientific world. We've seen it in the past, but I regret to say, and who are sure we will see it again in the future, how science is ruled by nations for the destruction of others. Opposed in ideology, in politics, even in religion. All through history, man has used his advances, so-called material advancement, for gain, for the betterment, so he says, or thinks, yes, sometimes more, of his peoples. Control nations cease the struggle, one against another. The competition to be the first. The competition to have power more than another. Whether it is in arms, whether it is in the race to the moon, all these things are superficial. Inasmuch that they have no real bearing on the depth human soul, the human essence, human relationship, human evolution and development towards things of the spirit and the body. The great men and the women of the past were the ones who contributed from the mind and the spirit. Those who were created and gave something of the spirit to the world. Something to lasting and true cannot fail to die. Science has made certain contributions to this spirit, but we must remember that science generally only concerned one thing, the material world. Not concerned with the nature of spirit world, not really concerned with the betterment of the human race. And if it is, time is good on a physical material level. And opening that desire, individual desire to be better than human race, indirectly obtains the use of power. And that would seem a straight course, turned by the nature of coming to a crossroads, and then another big day. When it was so cold as seven, the very near set up other problems of a different nature, which have affected the human mind and the human body. You're hearing about half-cuts now. And you've seen they will be doing transplants of a different sort. You're hearing about things in the body being affected by life. The time isn't by distant thing. Other things. A poor thing. We've been tried already. Most ghastly steps at heaven upon heaven. Time comes when they'll be anxious to climb out on the human being. There in this ridiculous nonsensical idea that the only thing that matters is the material body and the material world. And man comes to his senses and realizes the physical world and the physical body, important though it must be, while you inherit, is with the preliminary, in the beginning. It's only the advertising, the shadow. It's only the preparatory school, call it what you will, and to try to prolong life indefinitely is stupid. To try. And some seem to think they should, by experiment, to do things that are against nature, against ethical teaching, against spiritual truth, eternal truth. Until man realizes that it is good to experiment to a good point, and they say, well, how's man to know what that different point is, how far he should go, as to what he should do. I answer that one with this remark. If when certain things develop in certain scientific minds indicate that they have lost all touch with humanity, when they have become so obsessed by their work, that they lose all sense of proportion, when they cease to think to eternal and spiritual truth, and the minds are set upon purely material and physical things, to the detriment of all else, you may then be sure that these men have come to run the trail through the whole world in the consequence. Through these few would suffer in consequence. We've seen this in so many different ways in the past. How the mistakes of a few men in high places, whose power is so objective that they have become the apple, in consequence, the world is being bathed in blood. And untold millions of innocent beings have been sent here before that time, unready, unprepared, no opportunity to develop a normal life in the material world, learning the lessons and making the essential to spiritual achievement and advancement. We have seen the murderous things that are done by ambitious men in high places. Who have no thought nor consideration for any one that is safe in that experience, whether they are political, that they have been so in the past, religious, and now more so than ever, scientific. Of course, I thought, with a depressive message, would not be honest, would not be right, would not be true to myself and to those who commit inside you tell us so much to help you, but did not come in this fashion, in this manner. There is too much nonsense talk, it sounds it. Too much poppycock, too much materialism, too much of the material, because invariably the entities that come are so near the earth to say, no time, hand to little mind that listen. I am only concerned with truth. I am only concerned with the reality of the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the human race to realize its great potential for the earth. Without thinking about the acting in accordance with the will of the Spirit, man can so rejuvenate himself and have a different conception of the type of being that is his future and for the generations that have yet to come. If we see how the masses of human beings are gradually, slowly, tortuously being led like the sheep to the slaughter by the few who have become so obsessed with their power, with an interest in so-called scientific discovery. They want to break the barriers, they want to open up to the same new business, new world, new horizons. We want to do so much which they will tell you will be beneficial to the world, but it is a lie. It will not be beneficial to the world. It will be the destruction of the world. Because it will lead more and more to the power. The game of politics, the game of mastery, one nation over another, the game of an achievement that the other could not do, could not reach, and the wasting of all that man can give himself. Used wrongly, badly and wisely, foolishly, the world is in such travail. The world is in such need. The very atmosphere is becoming more and more poisonous every day of your life, which you get to know. Many of the things that you are eating are no longer pure and natural. Your body is gradually over a period of time, and different generations yet to come will suffer. You have children born. You have legs. Those are science. Science which should be your friend is your enemy. And it does not seem possible. Man grasps and realizes it. Everyone talks about the great achievements, how wonderful it is, how remarkable. And I suppose in a certain kind of way, if you want to look at it, and that aspect of anger is, it will not do good. It cannot do good. It cannot do peace. It will bring a greater threat of destruction and war. Greater fear will be seen upon the world and others. So if you do, as our coming toward the end of the other day, your eyes should kind of say, blessed, if you are not born, just now, the world, and it's a miracle. And one of them has to pray that it may do. This miracle happens. The world, the great gift, loses balance without hoping, without humanity, it will fall and destroy. is true, but I am certain is true. Others who think no, others who have all issues, others who speak out of the power of the spirit and what is in wrong and in competition, I'm sitting there, thinking a great deal. But at the same time, we are not able to do any of the things we would like to do. Unless we have cooperative minds, unless we reach people with a really nice business, whose minds, unfortunately, are not accepted for clothes, they are the ones who have the power to say yes or no. They are the ones who hope. Man is caught up in a vicious cycle of ignorance. And the scientist has become the uncrowned king of the universe. How strange it is. Man has always suffered from crowned heads, men in high positions. Nations have changed hands. Untold wounds have all died for those who profess to be the leaders that go. All man has been led slowly but surely to destruction by the fool who inherited the Vatican. And this is the fear of the king of science to rule the earth. So many their ignorance, like the peoples of old, raise their voices and pray to the king. And so it is today, untold numbers of peoples raise their voice in a flame. From the wonders of science, the wonders of the achievement of science. But like all kings, they die. They have their day passed away. You can look back in retrospect and see how whole generations of people have brought Rashmi King, for King of the day of science, the only one King, in truth, spiritual truth. For two men claim that kingship, allegiance to truth, and to the power of the Holy Spirit, which is universal, which is indeed, truly, power, life, eternal. Man may destroy the body. Man may destroy the things of the earth, the good. He may deface the noble nature, eternal truth of life on earth, and he will never destroy the eternal spirit, which must be released from the material bondage. If man could see the world of flesh in his true perspective, and see how good it is, and how man himself changes so that it is barely recognizable. There is no quietude, there is no peace. Natural beauty is being spoiled. Man is mad at wasting his time. Man is selling his soul for the apathy. Man is giving himself over to the things which he knows in his heart cannot last in mortal. Man's natural instinct is low price. Man is losing the way. Man has sought in many ways, cut many paths, and still set yet such is all time and from. Sometimes we be dazzled by the material, such an extent that he cannot see things of sweet, things that are real, things that are lust, things that are cruel, limitless things. Though I come on a somber note, do not despair. We shall never lose our power and our influence. Above all, you do know this, that out of all the chaos, out of all the gloom and the darkness, there is a light that cannot fail, a light that leads the end you are towards the goal of the intent, far beyond the confines of the earth and the material things. Truly are you blessed in this knowledge, more so are you blessed because you are not content to scratch, as it were, the surface of this subject, which you call spiritualism. There are untold numbers of peoples in your world who are interested in this subject, who have had evidence of the various kinds, who are convinced of life, and yet still stay on the many material cases. People of clay, the ultimate room, that the intent to see this truth through glass darkness, knowing of course that one day they will see it face to face, which you are trying to seek and define, and to see squarely, without fail. You have come far beyond the confines of the materialistic aspect of spiritualism. Fortunately, this makes it possible for some of us peace to come to you, to speak to you, and gives us great joy. In which it is seen that one was better than all of ignorance, if they may tumble under the blows of spirit. The doors of ignorance, if they may tumble under the blows of spirit. The doors of ignorance may be flung open, that mankind may walk through into the light. But it is difficult. Ignorance takes many forms, many shapes, many guises. Of guidance, the wise scoff. To what is their wisdom? To the wisdom of materialism. There are those who stop to say, because of their religious conditions, they cannot and must not grow up except to the spiritual vision as we know it. With that blood, a dogma and creed, the hell down, the chain down, bound down, as priest. The hell down, a churchianity, by false doctrine, by power groups, high placed officials, whose conceptions are far removed from spiritual truth, who are in their ignorance blind being blind. There are none as blind as those who will not see here. And yet, the basis, the foundation of all true religion, surely is that of Lantern. Man is foolish. man by his nature. Skeptical. You know you should know of these things to be true. And God says that indeed they should be instruments themselves of living fire, of living spirit. They should be speaking with the tongue. They should be giving forth the message of the spirit. They should be healing the sick. Comforting those who are hurting. Indeed, they should do the work of the spirit. If it is not, in a blind, in a foolish, oftentimes proud, secret, mental, but through fear, loneliness, while the spirit manifests in many ways, to many peoples, to many places, not only in spirit, but in the living. Indeed, one might say, in many instances, the power of the spirit is not able to manifest itself very well through the spiritualist. This is the tragedy, this truth, leadership. Leadership, if it is to save the world, must be of a much higher order than it is today. Instruments should realize their responsibility to themselves. Those who search, that search is the truth in the right. And the responsibility they must have to those on this side who give up so much to doubt, to work, to cease in the world. But I do not want you to think that I am unappreciative, or that we are in the way disappointed in a sense. Wrong to suggest that we are satisfied. Of course we are not satisfied. We want the instruments that we use to be developed, used in the highest, best possible way, so that it truly be instruments of a living presence, a living force. It means responsibility instead of on the shoulders of any one person who holds himself in its enclosure. It means a dedication. It is not easy. We do not ask for perfection. We are not perfect ourselves. But we need instruments in our world to really make it possible for those souls in higher spheres to use it. Not to be content with contacting the astral. The souls who perhaps, though kind, are not particularly well informed, are not particularly evolved. You see, so many in your world are satisfied with medium, using rather mundane material methods. This is 99%. But what the spiritual movement seems to want, that is why it is not made a spiritual progress that you might have done or should do. Why it has not become a great power for good in the world. There are many spiritual societies and churches, there are many spiritualists throughout the world, but they have not made the impact they might have done if they had endeavored more to contact the true power of spirit, whose message would so revolutionize men's feeling and action that your world would truly be changed, to be saved from itself. You, my friend, in a small way, are doing such a thing. The means of giving us the opportunity of having the time to die, but you're brought into the highways, and the violence that this is sent to perform, to the most high. Setting the truth and the light upon the world. Be an example that others may follow, and do not despair. For out of evil cometh good eventually, and truly thou shalt see the path of righteousness and truth, that shall inherit the kingdom of heaven, by facing nothing.